Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. This is Lee Cougar Dawn Roberts, and I'm here with my best friend, sister advocate, and partner in crime, Donna Scheer. Hey, Donna.
Hi, Lee. It's great to be back.
Indeed it is. We're going to be continuing the conversation that we started with the holidays, mental health, and self-care. And we've got some other things we want to share and talk about in there that relate to these topics. We spoke about in our previous show that it can be very taxing. It can be very a very heavy thing on our bodies and our minds if we're always doing and getting everything ready for the holidays. And even if it's a great thing for us, it's not great for some folks because of, whatever family situations or, certain things happen around the holidays that bring them grief and sadness. But even if it's a great thing, when you're getting together with people that you absolutely love, you don't get a chance to see often enough. Like that for us, that would be our grandchildren, definitely.
<Yeah.
laughs> It's still stress, and you got to take care of yourself. You got to do what you can do, to help alleviate some of that stress beforehand. Be preventative self-care, And I know one of the things, and I'm sitting here holding this little package, and I've got to share this because I'm a coffeeholic, first of all. I mean, that's in the morning now, and I don't generally have it in the afternoon because, one, it raises my blood pressure big time and doesn't make my doctor really happy. Doesn't make me happy either. So I just do, a cup or two in the morning for sure, and then, try to water or tea the rest of the day. Well, right now, I mean, I do prefer Yogi teas, Yogi, it's a Yogi brand. I do like Tazos or Tezos. I don't know how to pronounce it because I have never actually heard how it was pronounced, but it's T-A-Z-O. So right now I'm enjoying some roasted dandelion spice detox healthy cleansing formula. I'm not out to cleanse, but just to relax. But Yogi brand, roasted dandelion spice, and it's actually very yummy. I'm all for trying new flavors of teas, and the herbal teas, there's no caffeine. It's herbal, it's flavored, and it's good for you teas, and it just helps me relax, and I enjoy it. It's one of the things that's one of my self-care, things that I do for myself, and I don't always add a little, any sweetness to it. If I do, it's just a touch of local honey, but excuse me. Oh, that's so good. So that is really, really delightful. We're gonna talk more about the holidays, and sitting there last night, and I was writing some stuff, and I'm like, remember I talked about the traditions one of the things my father did for us kids growing up. There were six of us children who were born, and my twin has always been my angel in heaven and been with me, but I grew up with five other siblings, and we got to hunt on the Christmas tree for, there was a bill that was folded up, and I don't know how he got it so tiny, like a small candy cane. It's like, that's some work. But he would fold it up and bend the top of it, make it like a little candy cane, and hide it on the tree. And we each got to, hunt for the bills. We got to hunt for our special, extra Christmas gift. And, that's a tradition that I think I mentioned that, I'd love to continue with my grandkids. If we were in the same, vicinity, I'd be putting that up on the tree for them every year. There's different things that, people light up their yards, They have a tradition of doing all these lights and ornaments and yard, blow up Santas and things like that. And we did some of that growing up. Here, I really haven't done a lot, but this year we have a little comp that we're for the first year in where I live, in the little community because I live in public housing. We were given a paper the other day, you know, it's like the best lights display decorations, you know, another one for the door, and, you know, you get a few different gifts for that, and it's pretty cool, you know. I think there's like a $100 gift card in there or something, I'm not sure, but I'm going to decorate my door this year. I think that's pretty cool. Now, for many people, it's like there's always this hot and heavy discussion of when do you put up your tree? Well, I never put it up before Thanksgiving, or, you know, me, I put it up whenever I feel like I want to get it up there and put it up and get it decorated, you know. If that's around Halloween time, then, you know, so be it. I left it up for the first time for a full year after I began putting my tree up. So, you know, with that one, I want to ask you, when do you put up your tree? When do you put up your decorations for, you know, the Christmas holiday? How early do you put yours up, Donna? Share that with everybody.
My tradition has been since I was a child, and then even my kids and grandkids, when they come along, is we put ours up the day after Thanksgiving. It's just been something my mom did with us, and it's something that I did with my kids, and then I even do it with my grandchildren. They come. We all decorate together. They help me decorate the house. My granddaughter, my oldest granddaughter, she has a kitchen set that's in our living room, but she calls it her play area. And she had to decorate her own kitchen in the play area with her own decorations.
I absolutely love that.
And I said to her, I said, you have to be careful so the dog don't get them. And she's like, Grandma, they won't touch them. And I kept thinking, you know my German Shepherd. You know how he is. He doesn't like anything that's out of place.
That boy.
He's not touched it. He's not touched her things at all. And I'm just so surprised because usually he would bring them to me. And he has.
You know what? If you decorate it, if you did it, if you did the decorating, he probably would. So it was, you know, where it was the little one decorating it. Yeah. I had a Susie Homemaker oven that I got when I was a little kid. That was cool. But I've never, that's kind of neat, you know, where they're decorating all around it. And the day after Thanksgiving seemed to be, you know, I've noted a lot of comments that, you know, people do that, or, you know, they wait till just right after Thanksgiving. But me, I kind of like, I don't remember exactly when we put up our tree growing up. I just remember that we put it up. There were times when, hey, you go the fake tree versus a real tree, and, you know, real trees, you do have to be careful because that's, you know, you've got to keep them watered and keep it safe. Hold on. I remember there were times with my grandparents and times when we were growing up and they would come to visit. We had a fake tree. We had a silver tree. So that's what I got because I really enjoyed the time that I spent with my grandparents, especially my grandfather. I loved my Nana. I really did. And I miss her. Well, my grandfather was just... He was like a dad to me. So he was just that extra special. And I just enjoyed everything, you know, that he did and being around him and my Nana. But the fake tree, and that's what I've got. I've got a silver tree. And right now it's minimal decorations, but I add them each year as I come across certain ones that, you know, kind of pull at me. I'm going to turn it over to you for a second, Donna. I've got a tickle in my throat here. I'm going to enjoy a little bit of tea and share with you, you know, real tree, fake tree. Which do you prefer? Have you used either, both? You prefer one over the other?
I personally like the fake trees better because there's less mess. When my kids were younger, we always had a real tree. And it was always 8 feet tall, and then it got to be 10 feet tall, and then we had to go full exposure with the 12 feet tall tree, and I loved it, but honestly, they were so messy, like, you were constantly sucking up needles, you know, and it was terrible, so then I was like, we're going to switch over to a fake tree, so me and the kids went shopping, we picked out the biggest, fakest tree we could find, that thing was huge. And I'll never forget, after my daughter got married and she and my oldest grandson moved, I said to Roger, we're getting rid of that tree. And he's like, it's a beautiful tree and you love it. And I'm like, no, the kids loved it. So now I got a tall, thin tree. And I absolutely love this tree. It's self-lit, so I can either have clear lights or colored lights. I do have my grandmother's angel on top of the tree. I have that on my tree every year. But for me, I love it. I love it. One of the things I was thinking of when you were saying about childhood memories was my sister and I decorating. My mom always had my sister and I help put the lights up outside because my dad worked for the railroad and he was always working away. He would come home every Friday and then he would have to go back on Sunday. So she used to have my sister and I help decorate. Well, this tradition stands to this day that we still help my mom. And, oh my goodness, couple years ago, my sister said, Mom wants to put lights around all the windows on the second floor. So I'm thinking, okay, cool. We're going to go in. We're going to put them around the insides of the windows. No, she wanted them on the outsides. So my sister and I are up on the porch roof. We're trying to put these lights on. We're trying to be so serious, but we kept looking at each other and we're giggling and we're laughing, you know, and like, it was so much fun. And I can remember my sister saying, oh my God, I'm going to fall off the roof. I laughed so freaking hard. I almost fell off the roof. It was so great. But it's like it's memories awesome. Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Memories awesome. Like that mean everything.
They do. They really do. You know, and you remember those little moments. You remember them. And I enjoy decorating. You know, I don't get into big competitions or anything. It's like I decorate with whatever, you know, strikes me, whatever, you know, hits me, whatever I come across. And, oh, hey, I like that. That'd be neat. Oh, I love those lights. I love different colored lights, and you know, I'm not really sure exactly what I'm going to do as far as the door, but I'm going to decorate, you know, with some lights. I've got to go pick some up, and whether I win or anything or not, it's the fun. I'm doing it because I enjoy it, and I'm doing it for myself, you know.
That's me.
I remember, gosh, from growing up. And I don't see so much of it anymore. And now I'm finally starting to see more people get into, you know, adding lights and doing decorations outside the house. Is that we would drive. We would get in the station wagon, the family wagon, and Mom would just drive the neighborhoods. And we would see the Christmas lights everybody's put up. And it was just, wow. I mean, it was really, really incredible. And that's just a really happy memory I have. I'd love to be able to do that. I'd love to see more lights, more people get involved in just the spirit of things and just decorate because it's fun, because it brings joy. Not only to others, but it brings joy to your own heart. It makes you happy.
It
it's
does.
Like you
it
you
does.
Know, you guys were having a grand time, you know, you laugh so hard, you're having fun, and you're making memories in the process, and that's a really cool thing, you know. You know, so you talked about, you know, another thing I was going to bring up was like, you know, who, you know, was everybody involved? Some people prefer to, like, you know, I'm going to decorate this myself. I'll be like, no, I love to have the kids. Okay, here, you take this ornament, where, you know, and you find a nice little place to put it. And, you know, I love when the kids help. I loved when my grandchildren helped. I loved when my son helped when he was little. You know, it's just, it's neat because you're all involved in this and you're all making memories together, you know, you and the littles, whether it's, you know, the kids or the grandkids. So it's pretty cool. You know, and, you know, your own yard as opposed to your mom's house and your sister's, where do you decorate the outside of your house too some?
I
on the porch.
Do.
You've got a nice porch. Oh, my goodness.
We go full force. We actually used to do it bigger when the kids were at home. And then, like I said, when my daughter and my grandson lived with us, we just, like, full blown. Like, we're on the hill, so, like, we're up above everybody else. And it used to be funny because people would ride by and they'd be like, oh, my God, look at that house on the hill. It's all lit up. But it just was like, I think it was because we were just a little bit higher than everybody else, and every window in the house was lit up, that it made such a big, you know, impact. But this year, I kind of toned it down. We decorated the porch, and we have the big L-shaped porch, so that was a task all by itself. And then this year, I kind of cheated. I got wreaths for the windows, and I got candles. And I got the battery-operated candles, so they're on 24 hours a day. And it looks great. It's not as much as we used to do, but I'm comfortable with it. Being so busy with everything we do and everything he's doing, and then with the kids and what you and I do, I don't have a week just to go, you know, decorate. So it just made it a lot easier this year.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, you know.
It is.
Yeah, I think, and you don't go all out like Clark Griswold, you know.
I used
and
to.
For those of you who aren't familiar with that name, National Lampoon's, Clark Griswold is a character. Yeah, I mean, he played by Chevy Chase in one of National Lampoon's shows, you know. They literally went all out and got crazy, and it's a fun show.
But the reality is,
like,
people do go all out to make Christmas extraordinary for their families.
Yeah, they do. You know, one of the quotes that I remember is like, was like, "Russ, when was the last time I overdid anything?" Now I'm thinking, you know, this house that it just lit up, you know, I don't think there's a speck on the house that's not lit up. So it's, you know, it is a favorite Christmas time show, which gets me to another thing. We'll get there in a minute because I want to ask, you did mention, you know, it's like, when do you take your tree down? Do you have a specific time frame? I wait until after the first of the year to take mine down, and then it's not like any specific day. It's just after the first, you know, once the new year started. So what's up for you guys? You stay with
we tradition? Take our tree down the day after Christmas. I do. I've done that ever since my kids were little. We put it up, and then, like I said, the day after Christmas, I start taking everything down. I'll leave my decorations up outside until after the first of the year, and then they, too, come down. I love Christmas. It's my favorite holiday of all time. You know that. I just feel like the holiday is done, and it's time to get started on the new year. So I always take mine down the day after Christmas.
That makes sense, you know, if you're in the new year.
Yeah.
I just can, you know, I enjoy waiting till the new year starts, right? The year has finally ended, and we're starting into the new year. So sometime in the first, you know, first week of the new year is when I take my tree down. However, like I shared earlier, because certain circumstances had changed that I had been, actually been concerned about certain things for years, and I just kind of like could not bring myself to celebrate, so I didn't have a tree up. But that few years back, you know, I did have a tree up, and I left it up all year. I left that Christmas tree up all year. Yes, I did.
I remember that.
I did not take it down. I had about half a dozen ornaments on it, but, you know, but like I said, it's not the amount of the ornaments. You know, it's not the quantity. It's, you know, when I find certain things, one of them is actually I had a couple of I Love You keychains that I got from someone in the deaf community, as from an interpreter who was able to get them from somewhere, and you know, those hung on the tree. I gave a few away, and then there's, you know, an ornament that a deaf friend had made. She makes like a little, not so much an ornament per se, but it's something you can hang, a small square of wood, and she does something special for you know, close friends for Christmas, and it's really neat. So I hung that, instead of hanging it on the wall, I hung it on the Christmas tree, and a few other things, you know, something about nurses. My mom and my Nana were nurses. They were career RNs, and so that was really important to me, and that was kind of in Mom's memory. But I'm slowly gathering, you know, specific ornaments over the time and just adding them to the tree. My tree is, I've never had a really big tree. I mean, growing up, yeah. But, you know, on my own, I put something a little on the smaller side. And let me tell you what, back in, when my son was in middle school, right, and he's 43, and I just turned 63. He's 43 and a half. But there was a time, a Christmas, when he was in middle school that I didn't have the funds for a tree. I couldn't get a tree. I was dealing, you know, you're taking care of everything else and paying the rent on the apartment, and yada, yada, yada. You got all these things going on, and to make a nice Christmas for him, but I didn't have a tree. So what I came across, and I kid you not, there was this, let's say, 1, 2, 3, 4, probably about a 6-inch candles. It is 6 to 8 inch candle. It was a Christmas tree, and it was like a decorated Christmas tree with a wick. I never lit that candle, but I put that up on a shelf, and that was our Christmas tree that year, you know. It was pretty cool. It's all in how you celebrate it. It's how you look at it. You know, you take a different viewpoint. People are like, well, I can't afford this, and I can't afford that. Look at what you have and what you can do. And in you know, and enjoy it. Make the best of what you have. And, you know, kids will follow your lead, you know. There was one Christmas, and I've got to share this with everybody. Oh, my goodness. There was one Christmas that we had a really rough time growing up. Yeah, both my parents were working, but it was still a very tough year. And I also can't remember why, but that really doesn't matter. But us kids, you know, our parents did. Managed to get a couple of gifts for each of us. You know, we always got one sizable gift, you know, one that, not necessarily huge, but it was big in meaning. It can be that way. But us kids, what we did is we took little things that belonged to each of us, and we would wrap them up in newspaper. Now, mind you, these are combs, pencils, and, you know, things like that we're giving to each other. But that was one of the best Christmases, and I will always cherish that memory and the fun we had doing that for each other and bringing smiles to each other's faces. So that was really cool. I mean, it wasn't like we were, like, so poor that we couldn't afford a Christmas meal or a tree, but we just didn't have the funds for the gifts that we usually did in the prior years. So that was just really cool. It was, like I said, it's a memory I'll never forget, and it brought great joy to my heart, and it still does when I think about it. You know, we had great fun. We had great fun wrapping our little personal items to gift to each other in newspaper. So that was really neat. You know, oh gosh, I think I might have been in early high school at that time, possibly, or. Yeah, it was either late middle school or early high school, something like that. So that was kind of neat. You know, let's see, lighting up my yard. I've never really lit up my yard per se. I light up the inside of the place and, you know, put a wreath or something on the door and some lights, but I never really went, like, super extravagant, and definitely never went Clark Griswold. style. But we do have, and I got to say, over in Dephaniac Springs, they have this incredible Christmas light display that, obviously, during the pandemic time, that was, you know, on halt. But they have, like, millions of lights in trees around a big pond area. I mean, everything is so lit up, and I'm really hoping to be able to get together with some friends and go this year. It's hard to take good pictures because, you know, the lights are on the trees and it's a little bit darker, you know, when you're doing the tour there, but it is just one of the most gorgeous things I have ever seen. So let's talk. Let's talk movies here. We've got five minutes already. Wow, I want to talk movies. And you know, so and I'm going to share mine, and then I'm going to let you share yours, and then you know, work towards closing us out. But favorite movies, you know, anybody's listening, you know, you're joining us. Do you have a favorite movie that you watch every year faithfully? You know, leading up to the Christmas celebration day, or you know, what you do? What is your favorite movie or movies? Now I know, as a child, and even still, as you know, in the body of an adult, you know, my child's heart loves the animated, you know, Frosty the Snowman, was a happy jolly soul, and you know, all of that. I love those animated shows, but one thing that I never fail to watch every single year, and I will watch this multiple times, is It's a Wonderful Life. Now, that is like one of the most incredible movies. Now, that was made before I was born, but it's one of the most incredible movies. We don't think our life matters too much, you know, or at all at times. And for those who are in that, you know, having a very difficult time or a dark time, this movie is something. It's actually from 1946, mind you, with Jimmy Stewart in the lead role and Donna Reed, who played his wife, Mary Hatch Bailey, and Jimmy Stewart played George Bailey, two main characters. And it's one of the most incredible movies because, you know, he was so frustrated, and you know, and he was contemplating why he was still here and not being here anymore. And so an angel, you know, a second-class angel, Clarence, was dispatched and kind of brought him through certain memories and brought him back and showed him what life would have been like if he had never existed. You know, and that's you know, kind of the big part of the movie. You know, it's like, because the character George Bailey had given up on his personal dreams in order to help others in the community, you know. After this, it's really, really incredible, the movie, you know, and the point of it. What's the point? Well, it's, you know, a new perspective can change everything. That can have you do a 360, just like Clarence showed George. Hey, this is what things would have been like in the community had you never been born, had you never existed. So seeing all that from a different perspective, a different point of view, helped him understand and realize that, well, things aren't as bad as he thought they were, and there are things to be grateful for. And I always say there's always something to be grateful for, you know, just even if you can just find that one thing, there is something to be grateful for. Start with one thing, and then every day think of three things, list three things that you're grateful for, you know, my breath, my life, my family, you know, or, you know, the fact that we've got electricity, we've got running water, we've got hot water, you know, it's just incredible. So that is, you know, that is my most favorite movie, and along with Miracle on 34th Street, and I won't go into describing that one, but because I'm going to be turning this over to you in a second. And my most, and Elf. Elf is another big one lately. Okay, we've got like a minute and a half, and I'm really sorry, so please share your movie, Donna, with everybody, and over to you.
My favorite movie of all time is A Christmas Story. I love it. I love Ralphie. I love the dad. I love how he gets the leg lamp because he wins this contest. And he's like, it must be Italian. Fragile. And she's like, I think that says fragile.
How many times do you watch that movie, though? How many times?
Oh, my God.
They've got to hear this.
Okay. So I start watching this movie right after Halloween, and I watch it almost daily. And then Christmas Eve and the Christmas Day, they run it on TBS and TNT for 24 hours. So it is on our TV for 24 hours for 2 days in a row. So it's 48 hours. And if anybody wants to switch it, I'll be like, no, go in the other room.
That's it.
It's just, My favorite movie of all time. My favorite.
Yeah, we've got about, yeah, I know. My goodness, yeah. I've never seen anybody watch a movie so much like you. That was, oh, we got 10 seconds. Take us out, Donna.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us. And stay tuned. We will be back. We want to wish you all a great day. Bye.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Want to be your own boss? Let Geisinger Health Plan be your ticket to freedom. Start your own small business, freelance on your own, or just move off your parents' insurance. Geisinger Marketplace has you covered with plans that fit every need and budget. Call 866-755-4470 to learn more. Adulting is easier with us.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.